Hare Krishna. The other day, a few days ago, I'll send those pictures. I got a message from Manjari Devidas. She's just sending me pictures of when she got initiated, which was 25 years ago. That was on the 29th. And then she also had footage, a long two-hour video footage of all the events that took place there. So I'm putting that up. Most of it in Hungarian, although in the beginning you'll hear the Indian ambassador opening, and that was not this temple that some of you may have been to, but it was the previous temple. It was the first temple that was first property that was owned by our society in Hungary. It was 1990, so it was a long time ago. Anyway, if you care to watch it, it'll be on articles. At least you'll see the difference that age makes, 25 years makes in people. Probably recognize some devotees there as well. And it really reminded me of what a wonderful opportunity Prabhupada gave us to be something else other than just zombies in the material world. Nowadays, zombies have become really fashionable. There were a couple of zombie movies in my day. I never went to see horror movies because I was too scared. I guess that was the idea. I don't think they designed the horror movies to be so scary that people don't go to see them. But that's what material life is all about, being a zombie. Just being another brick in the wall, fitting in to society, having a nice family, working hard, and so on. It's quite a boring proposal, at least for someone who doesn't want to be a zombie. And although we were all zombies, because that's what Lord Chaitanya says, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, you're a zombie. Wake up. But Srila Prabhupada did wake us up, and he gave us an alternative, not to be zombies, but to actually change the course of history, as we say, make history. And that's a wonderful, real contrast, and it's such a wonderful opportunity to actually make history, that we have the opportunity to make history and do something that's really quite meaningful with life. And of course, there's so many people who have that vision. There are people who have that vision, especially religious people, philanthropic people, doctors. In principle, they're not there to become wealthy, they're there to actually help. That's the Hippocratic Oath, and but there's no comparison to what change they're making, because their change in history is the change in zombie history. It just goes on. Zombie life goes on from one zombie step to another. That's it, your Lord. And although it seems that zombies are always chasing after somebody, but they don't really know where they're going. And that's what society is all about. That's what the world's all about. I don't think it requires to be much of a political or social analyst to find out, to recognize that the world happens to be falling apart at the present moment. It's in another state of falling apart. If you think it's going to stay together, you're really a zombie. But making differences in zombie land is not really very important. But what a contrast that Srila Prabhupada has given us is to actually give people the absolute truth and to get people out of the same stupor that we were in and bring them to the spiritual world, bring them back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada said, you can't repay me, but you can try. And so that's our business, to try. Somehow or another, when we do that, then we really, really recognize what Krishna consciousness is, the value of Krishna consciousness, because we also want to give it to others. And I was just talking to the book distributors just before this podcast, and I was just telling them, because Ananda Chaitanya was giving class, and when he was giving class, I was just there for the last part of it. And I was thinking that, yes, book distribution is the analogy of the straw that breaks the camel's back. That someone must have loaded up a camel and using him for taking hay. So how much hay can a camel carry? Well, it's certainly limited. But is the limit because you put on the last kilo or the last 10 kilos, or is the limit the last straw? Well, in that saying, it's the last straw. And similarly, our preaching and book distribution is like that. It's like the last straw. There will be a last straw. And that last straw, that will break the camel's back, it will break Kali Yuga's back, and it will bring about a chain reaction, just like a radioactive chain reaction, where they have, dominoes. When you're small, you set up the dominoes in all kinds of patterns, and you push one, and one pushes the other one, and the other one, and the other one, and the whole thing falls apart. And that's how that chain reaction, that chain of events will take place. And that's why Srila Prabhupada just encouraged us. Prabhupada had faith that it would happen. That's why he left the world. He had faith that if we continued, that sooner or later, that it would all collapse. The world as we know it will change. And for what it will change, that only Lord Chaitanya knows. But it will certainly change into a whole different world. It won't be a zombie world, although no doubt the zombies will continue to thrive in the material world. But at least it'll be a world in which people will be educated as to what the soul is. That'll be compulsory education, just like arithmetic is compulsory education, so you can know how to count your money. Similarly, knowing that your spirit soul is compulsory education, so that people will know who they are. And it won't be secular. It'll be so that people know who also God is, and that Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead. He's a person, he's watching, and so many other things. I don't know if I'll be around to see it, but It's good to be part of making history. And that's Srila Prabhupada's grace. And that history started when Prabhupada set boat on Jaladuta. Hare Krishna, set sail on Jaladuta.